Hey guys, thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith, here on A Sure Thing, as we look ahead to racing on Sunday on the High Faults. We're at Turfantine on the Stanside track for a 9-race programme that gets underway at 12.05. Now, at the time of pre-recording early Friday morning, we did not have the benefit of any anti-post bidding yet available for Sunday, which means that I'm going to be sharing my thoughts, sentiments and reasoning without a betting guide, and hopefully it will still guide you in the right direction to find yourself in the winning queue or to at least help you with a banker or two on the card. With there being 9 races on the card, the Exotics and the Toad, of course, start from race 2. And for those who are taking your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, those, of course, need to be on at noon, 5 minutes before the off of the opener. Don't forget to put through your selections and play the bet slip. That will put you in line to win the 1 million rand jackpot prize if you were to pick all the winners on this card. 9 races off 12.05. Let's get straight into the action. The first race is a maiden plate over 11.60, where 9 runners will face the starter. And here I'm looking no further than number 9, Temprinello. I thought she ran a decent race on debut when second over 1,000 metres. She raced from just off the pace but found one too good in the form of Vanacam, who has subsequently come out and finished second again since. She would have gained from that experience, and I do think that she will love the step up to 11.60. Gavilarina rides, and I do think with further improvement to come, she should be good enough to find herself in the number 1 box. I'm going 9, Temprinello, to beat number 1, Ubermensch. For third, I'm going with number 2, Speed Seeker, and fourth, number 4, Hammer Blow. We now move on to race number 2 on the card, which is a maiden plate for fillies over 11.60. There are 10 runners that will run in the opening leg of the bipod, and this race jumps at 12.40. Here, the likes of Inspiration, Maria Lagorda, and Hat Highway to the Sky all renew rivalry, and on that Vaminos form line, I'm siding with number 7, Hat Highway to the Sky, from the stable of Tony Peter. She showed good improvement in her first to second start over 1,200 metres. She stayed on at the finish when finding one too good in the form of Vaminos. She now gets the service of 4-kilo claiming apprentice Savannah Valjalo on board, and that will assist her, and I do think with any amount of natural improvement to come, she can go one better. So I'm going 7, Hat Highway to the Sky, to beat number 3, Inspiration, 5, Bridget Ann, and 8, Maria Lagorda. Moving on to race number 3 on the card, it is the opening leg of the place accumulator, 9 runners to contest this maiden plate over 1,400 metres. Yeah, I'm looking no further than number 7, Taskmaster. This all showed good improvement from first to second start, went third over 14.50, and that was on the inside track last time out. He should have finished a whole lot closer that day if it wasn't for the fact that he had to switch at the 200-metre mark. He would have come on with the benefit of that run. He should also strip a whole lot fitter second run after a rest. And with further improvement, I think he can make his presence felt. So I'm going 7, Taskmaster, to beat number 1, Milan's World, 4, Beach Walker, and 6, Dawson Zanville. That takes us on to race number 4 on the programme, which is a Pinnacle Stakes of 11.60, and 7 runners will line up for the opening leg of the Pick 6 that jumps at 13.45. Here, I'm siding with number 1, Buffalo Storm Cody. Finished off strongly to win his seasonal debut, and that was over this course and distance. He certainly would have come on a lot from that outing. Gavin Larena steps back on board, and I do think he should strip a whole lot fitter and can notch up another career victory. He's also unbeaten over this course and distance, hence the reason I think he could be a banker in the opening leg of the Pick 6. 1, Buffalo Storm Cody, to beat number 5, Chiavana. 2, William Robertson, and 3, Greatorix. We now move on to race number 5 on today's card, the first of the features. It's the listed National Colour Stakes for fillies over 1,000 metres. 10 runners will contest leg 1 of Jackpot 1, and you need to be on by 14.20. In this race, I'm siding with a 3-year-old, number 5, Alpine Jet. An impressive winner over this distance at the Vaal last time out. The way she won tells me that there definitely is more to come. Tuscan Romance went close again next time. Yes, she does take on stronger, but she comes in here with a nice handy galloping weight of 52 kilograms. She's a filly that's on the up. She'd also strip fit her second run after a rest, and she could give the Older Brigade a run for her money. So I'm going 5, Alpine Jet, to beat 1, Frozen Fantasy, 1, Armand C, and 4, Sonic Jet. That takes us on to race number 6. and race 6 is the listed summer pudding handicap. For fillies and mares, 12 runners to line up at the 1600 for leg 1 of jackpot 2 that jumps at 1455. Now, I went for her last week, and I'm going again for her this weekend. I'm talking number 4, Two-Step Queen. She won a good race in the listed yellow-weighted handicap last Saturday. She went from gun to tape when she won that race. Now, if she has her own way in front, I think she can do it again. She may be hard to peg back again if she goes to the front and dictates the pace, and I think she can make it back-to-back wins. So I'm going 4 Two-Step Queen, ahead of 2 Mocha Blend, 6 Destiny of Fire, and 11 Succumbit. That takes us on to the big one of the afternoon, and that's race 7, the Victory Moon, grade 3. 1800 metres, 12 runners will jump at 1535. And here I like number 7, Money Heist, from the stable of Tony Peter. He followed up his penultimate win with a good second place in his last start. He was staying on very nicely when second best on the day, and both those runs were on the inside track. He now carries a nice galloping weight of just 51 kilograms, and I do think he will be doing his best work late. If all goes according to plan, I do think he can bounce back to winning ways. I'm going 7, Money Heist, to beat number 2, Legend of Arthur, 11, The Ultimate King, and 8, Thorny Player. That takes us on to the penultimate race on the program, race 8. It's a merit-rated 106 handicap of 1,800 metres, and 8 runners will face the starter. And here we have quite a few hard-knocking individuals in this race, and you're probably going to have to play with a bit of cover. I like number 1, Tegan's Champ, who was staying on nicely last time out when second over 1,600 metres. That was on the inside track, and I think you can put a line through his indifferent penultimate effort where he faded right out of contention and returned blowing. I do think he will love the step up to 1,800, and he will also be jumping from barrier position too. He should have a say in the outcome of this contest, and that's why I'm going with Tegan's Champ, who also happens to be trainer Fabian Habib's only runner on the day. So 1, Tegan's Champ, to beat number 3, Pioneer Square, 2, Mastership, and 4, Aladdin's Lamp. That takes us on to the final event on the program, race 9. It is a merit-rated 89 handicap over 1,600. 10 runners will jump at 1610, and in the last race on the card, I'm going with regular money earner, number 9, Impact Investor. He finished second in his last 3 starts over this distance. He's the kind of horse that likes to race up and sit just off the early pace. He would have come on with the benefit of his last outing, and he should also strip fitter, second run after rest. Gavin Lorena is booked to ride him, and I do think we'll be able to get the best out of him and go one better. That's why I'm going 9, Impact Investor, to beat number 1, Player, 10, Buddy Boy, and 3, Dark Silver. That takes care of our preview of racing on Sunday at Turfantine. Trust you'll find the winners. Till next time, cheers for now.